You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was All Nighter by Twen. This is off their new album, Fate Euphoric, which came out November 4th. The album art kind of reminds me of Magdalena Bay's new album artwork, or like EP artwork, which is really cool. I think the album's sick. I haven't given it a ton of time, but like I want to. And then what I have up next is They Keep Calling by Superstar Crush. They're doing some shows in Toronto and Hamilton over like the holidays. I didn't get a chance to go just because like I wasn't making the trek to Toronto, but I found out they're from Hamilton, and that's like my ends when I'm home, and that was kind of really cool to find out. Yeah, so that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
They keep calling, they keep calling, they keep calling. but I know sometimes we just drift apart. Everybody's walking in twos, leaving Noah's Ark.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was You Don't Know the Shape I'm In by MJ Lenderman. And then before that, it was They Keep Calling by Superstar Crush. I am so happy and so excited to be back in Kingston. Well, maybe not obviously, but I was home for the holidays. And it was a lot of, like, doing nothing and, like, watching TV and playing video games and stuff like that, which was awesome. But I was in desperate need of routine, and it's nice to be back feeling the routine already, despite it being, like, day one of semester two. I'm just, like, super excited. It's nice to actually have stuff to do. I find, like, I'm from Oakville, so it's sort of, you know, suburbs. It was, like, nice. It's a nice place, but there's not a lot of stuff for 21-year-olds to do. It's like, okay, like, I'll go get food with my friends and then go to the thrift store, and that's about it. And it's like, I don't know, I felt not inclined to, like, go to Toronto during the break, because, like, that's a lot of work. I'd have to take the train and, like, organize it, and then it's like, you don't know what time you're gonna be home, etc., etc. So, like, I am complaining for the sake of complaining, because I could have gone to Toronto and had stuff to do, but it was also a lot of work. So it was a lot of, you know, doing nothing, going to the thrift store, etc., etc. But a very restful 2 weeks or so. Anyway, but I'm very excited to be back in Kingston. I hope you can feel that, like, energy being exuded from me. What I have up next is But You Just Woke Me Up by This Is Lorelei. This is from the new album. If you have tuned in, you know I really like this album. I really like This Is Lorelei too. I think this album's been on repeat since it came out like December 12th. So I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was You Don't Know the Shape I'm In by MJ Lenderman. And then before that, it was They Keep Calling by Superstar Crush. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Lover Spit by Broken Social Scene. This is, I think, my favorite from Broken Social Scene. I think this album is fantastic, but I think out off the album, this is probably my favorite. Yeah, I think I'm looking at the track list. I think that's my favorite. Maybe Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl as well, but that feels like on the nose because it's like, well, it's their top song on Spotify. And then it's like, oh, like you're not different. But I do. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great song. And the cover for that, it was in, oh my goodness, what was it called? That movie, the Alex G one. Oh, I saw the TV glow. I think the cover of that song in it was fantastic. The one by Yule. I think it's great. So, you know, maybe it is a good song and it's top on their Spotify for a reason. I don't think I'll ever live down. When I was seeing Boy Genius, 3 years ago now at Budweiser, I was talking to my friend and I was like, oh, like, I'll just go to merch during Broken Social Scene because, like, I don't know who they are. And now they're, like, one of my top artists of all time. And I was in so much trouble for my friend. She's like, you don't know who Broken Social Scene is? Like, were you not listening to, like, Indie 88 from Toronto? Like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I didn't, like, I was in Boston. I was in Calgary. Like, I wasn't listening to Indie 88. I'm sure my dad probably, like, played Broken Social Scene, but, like, I wasn't clued in at the time to it. And then I was like, I'll just get merch during Broken Social Scene. Never ended up getting merch for Boy Genius because he was all sold out by the time I got there. And I think I ended up staying in, like, on the grass for Broken Social Scene. I don't remember. But I'm like, I feel like I'll never live that down. Being like, they're kind of, I can't remember what I said, but it was like, oh, I think I said they're irrelevant. Which is, like, insane coming from me now. But I think, I like to think I've grown since then. And then before that, it was Blank Canvas by Della XOZ. And then But You Just Woke Me Up by This Is Lorelei. What I have up next is Up Granville by Peach Pit. Whenever I go home for the holidays, I feel like I'm reverting to 17-year-old me. And so there was some Peach Pit listened to, which is kind of insane because I'm not like a Peach Pit diehard fan. And I'm sort of like, okay, I think we as a society has moved on from Peach Pit. Just hot take. But because I was home and like in my teenage bedroom again, I was like, okay, like I have to listen to some Peach Pit. So that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
Where you tossed it up like skeet and shot it just to mark up your week with a little candy of blood red. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having ordinary company that always leaves you dry.
For tea or coffee, indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Yuppie Flew by Land of Talk. And then before that, it was Not My Baby by Always. And then all the way before that, it was Up Granville by Peach Pit. What I have up next is Breakneck Speed by Tokyo Police Club. I'm, like, really sad they're, like, done. I don't want to, like, I hate being like they're broken up because it doesn't feel like they're broken up. I guess they disbanded. I'm not sure. Something like that. Like, they played their last concert, I'm pretty sure, over the summer. And then after that, I have Robson Girl by Mac DeMarco. I don't know. Mac DeMarco's been on the docket recently. I think it's because, like, I hate to be this person. I think it's because Stranger Things just ended and I'm feeling nostalgic for 2019. And to me, Mac DeMarco feels very 2019. And there's, like, you know, Finn Wolfhard singing My Kind of Woman and stuff like that. So he's been kind of making a resurgence in my listening. Crazy that Stranger Things is over. I don't, like, want to dive deep into it because I feel like there's a lot of, it's kind of, I don't know if it's controversial, the ending, or, like, this season people didn't really enjoy. I don't think it was the best season of TV ever. Like, I think it was, like, medium good at best, but the finale, that 2 hours, like, it really got me. Like, the soundtrack that episode was fantastic. They did Prince, which, awesome. Landslide was in it. And when they used, like, I feel like there's not a lot of times Landslide's used in TV / movies. But the way they used it was, like, done so well that the minute the first, like, chord or, like, plucking of the guitar started playing, I was, like, in tears. There was also the Pixies, or Pixies were in. They did, oh my gosh, Here Comes Your Man, which is very nostalgic for me. That was very, like, grade 12 high school sort of era, which is then, like, when season 4 came out of Stranger Things. And it was, like, that's, like, a whole thing. And then I'm trying to think, there's another one that I was, like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, they did Sweet Jane, but the Cowboy Junkies cover, which was fantastic. I don't know, I was just feeling very, like, nostalgic about it ending. I think it was so, like, for me, maybe not me especially, because that's, like, putting it, like, oh, only for me. I think for a lot of people, it was, like, I can track my life based on the show, and now it's, like, done, which is insane. Like, season 4 came out, like, I think 2 or 3 days after my prom, and now I'm in fourth year, and season 5 is done. And the show is over. And it started in 2016. Like, crazy. Also crazy, it took 10 years to make 5 seasons. Hot take, that's too long for the last season to be, like, whatever. That's, like, all I'm gonna say, because if I keep talking about it, I'm gonna, like, spoil stuff, and I don't want to spoil, because that's the worst. Remember people were spoiling Harry Potter for me when I was a kid, and it was like, oh, okay, so, like, I'm mid-reading the book, and you're now spoiling Harry Potter for me. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about Stranger Things and getting spoilers and whatever, and let the music play. We'll be right back.
like it to be.
Down by your daddy.
Best of us. Look at you, you're growing old.